A local man who was out on bond, arrested, and charged with murdering another man and hiding his body in a barrel of concrete. What we've uncovered about his extensive criminal past and about the victim.
This miserable cold rain isn't over yet. I'm timing out when we'll see the heaviest rain and when we dry out and cool off. And before you head out, see real-time road conditions from the WRAL Storm Tracker.
Just about every block here on Fayetteville Street has at least one space available. Howa Grant is looking to fill those storefronts as well as change the face of others.
Right now, it's 7 o'clock. This is a live look at the radar as we speak, tracking these showers across our area. Heavier rain moving in over the next few hours and continuing overnight. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Deborah Morgan. As we take a live look at downtown Raleigh, you can see those streets are wet, and it's really wet just about everywhere. And temperatures are going to start dipping into the 30s. We have team coverage keeping an eye on road conditions and what you can expect when you wake up.
We want to begin with meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Kat, do we know when this is all going to clear out?
Yes, it is going to progressively clear out tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon, we've got sunshine back. But up until then, we are tracking our final wave of steady rain moving in from the southwest tonight. And you can see the more steady rain already making its way into the Sandhills, as well as Chatham County, Western Wake County. And this will continue to feed in from the west over the next several hours tonight. So make sure that you've got your umbrella if you're headed out to dinner or if you're headed out to run any errands. You can see it's a steady rain. It's not a heavy rain, but we may see the intensity of the rain picking up over the next few hours. A brand new run of future cast in tonight showing widespread rain across the viewing area. Steady rain by 8 o'clock tonight. After midnight, you can see we continue to see this steady rain coming down across the area. And by early tomorrow morning, that's when we may see some heavier rain in the southern part of our viewing area. Still some showers around at 5 a.m. for the early risers for Raleigh and Point South. But as we get toward the morning commute, rain should be confined to areas south of the triangle. By lunchtime, everyone is likely to be dry. I'll have a more in-depth look at what to expect behind this system for the weekend coming up.
All right, we'll check back in with you. Thanks, Kat.
Yeah, we're also keeping an eye on the road conditions and any trouble spots, as many of you have seen rain for days now. Aaron Thomas is in the WRAL Storm Tracker. Aaron, where exactly are you and what do you see?
Yeah, so Deborah, we have now made our way back to Raleigh. We just left Avon Ferry Road, now on Trailwood Drive. We've taken the WRAL Storm Tracker through several places throughout our viewing area. We're talking about Durham, Pittsburgh, Apex, Chapel Hill, just to name a few. Give you a live look here from our windshield. Kat Campbell said it best, steady rainfall. That's what we're now seeing here at the 7 o'clock hour. Likely the heaviest rainfall that we've seen since we've been inside of this storm tracker. As far as those trouble spots, we saw some ponding earlier this afternoon, right when we were on Interstate 40 eastbound, coming back into the Raleigh. We did see police assisting maybe three drivers who might have been in a fender bender of sorts, so we're going to find out if that's weather related. But other than that, it's pretty smooth sailing on the road. Be sure to stay with WRAL News as we track other weather conditions.
All right, Aaron Thomas live in the WRAL Storm Tracker. Thank you, Aaron. Look for any updates on the forecast or any weather damage we see during our evening news at 10 on Fox 50 and at 11 on WRAL News.
Tonight, we continue to follow breaking news out of Lee County after investigators there say they found a barrel with human remains in concrete on a man's property. The man charged with murder now has a lengthy criminal history, and the victim identified as a man who's been missing since December. WRAL's Leslie Moreno live for us near where investigators searched a property for days before they found this. Leslie.
Dan, those human remains were found in this wooded area you see here behind me. This is on the 1700 block of Farrell Road. They were discovered on January 26th. The Lee County Sheriff's Office has charged Jackie Bright with the murder of Michael Cox. He's been missing since December of last year. Officials spent hours searching through Bright's home here on Farrell Road where the barrel was found. The barrel was sent to the medical examiner's office for inspection after removing the concrete. They found a dismembered body inside. The medical examiner identified the body as that of Michael Cox. Bright has a very extensive criminal history, according to officials. He was released from prison in May of last year. He was arrested on drug charges on January 6th, bonded out, and was arrested again on January 11th. The Lee County Sheriff's Office says this is still an ongoing investigation and additional charges are expected. Dan.
Grizzly details, a lot of questions left unanswered. Let us know what you find out next. Leslie Moreno, live for us in Lee County. Thanks.
A national leader of a motorcycle gang who lives in Wake County is headed to federal prison for 30 years. Christopher Baker was sentenced on multiple gun and drug charges. The feds say he's a national leader of the Pagan Motorcycle Club. Last month, we covered the arrests of five motorcycle gang members for the murder of Jonas Padilla, a member of the Pagans. Social media accounts show all of the suspects are part of a rival biker group. Late last month, hundreds of members of the Pagans rode to Raleigh to pay tribute to Padilla. Baker is one of 19 people charged with dozens of drug and weapons crimes. The U.S. Attorney's Office will hold a news conference tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the arrest.
Take a look at the top part of this monitor behind me here, only on WRAL. Surveillance video showing the moment you see there, where a school bus crashed into a ditch with more than a dozen children on board. All of this unfolding this morning on the way to a charter school in Lee County. Several students taken to the hospital afterward. One of them was seriously hurt. It was raining, as you can tell from the video at the time, but troopers do not believe that that was a major factor in this crash. The bus driver was charged with failure to maintain lane control. Late Wake County Deputy Ned Bird's name will live on thanks to community support. A check for $1,400 was presented today to establish the BLET scholarship at Wake Tech. The money will sponsor one cadet through the program each year.
You're taking a live look at downtown Raleigh tonight, where the look and feel of Fayetteville Street could undergo a major transformation over the next couple of years. WRAL's Brett Neese is live on Fayetteville Street tonight, looking into new plans to do just that. Brett?
Hey, Deborah. Officials tell me that the pandemic hit Fayetteville Street especially hard. But now that it's on the rebound, officials are hopeful that a new grant program, a newly revitalized grant program, along with a new strategy, will help Fayetteville Street rebound even further.
On almost every block of Fayetteville Street, you'll find at least one empty storefront.
It's the core of what most people would consider downtown Raleigh, and it's a reflection on the community. So we absolutely want to stay invested.
Will Gaskins with the Downtown Raleigh Alliance is hoping those vacancies are filled with help from the Storefront Upfit Grant. Just yesterday, the group started accepting applications for its newly enhanced program,
which increases the threshold amount of eligibility. So now businesses can receive up to $15,000 here in the core of downtown.
Restaurants and other service industry businesses are also now eligible, along with retail spots. A new business can use the money to help establish themselves in one of these empty storefronts, while existing businesses can put the funds towards expansion and improvements. At the same time, DRA recently launched a search for a company to come up with a new economic development strategy for all of downtown. One of its key components, Fayetteville Street.
This is something that we've been working on for many years and have established the need for it. But really, since the pandemic, there's even more so of that need to really be thoughtful.
And Gaskin tells me that the amount of people coming downtown, especially on Fayetteville Street on the weekends, is back to pre-pandemic levels. In some cases, it's above those numbers, but that's not necessarily the case for during the week. So part of that new strategy is also to take a look at that. Deborah?
Yeah, a lot of those workers are not working back downtown still since the pandemic. Brett Neese, live in downtown Raleigh. Thank you, Brett. Right now, the city of Raleigh is asking for your input on the route for a new bridge over the Beltline between two busy interchanges in Midtown. The city is proposing three options for the bridge over I-440 between Six Forks Road and Wake Forest Road. All three routes link up to Barrett Drive. One would include a roundabout for traffic to go to Barrett Drive or to Waketown Drive. The two-lane bridge would cross the interstate and connect to Navajo Drive and on up to St. Albans Drive, where new development is under construction.
We're not going to stop development. It's continuing in every open lot around here. There are so many going on that are going to occur before the city spends some money on the roadways.
Well, speaking of funding, there is no money set aside to build the Midtown Bridge. Right now, the city is collecting input from the community about which route they would like to see. An online survey is open through the end of the month.
Still ahead, if you're looking to make a trip somewhere a little bit warmer, you're going to have some new options from RDU. We'll tell you about several new direct flights to Florida coming up. Plus,
I'm at E.E. Smith High School here in Fayetteville, where Brian Henry got his start as a performer.
I knew he had it if he wanted to go for it.
We'll show you why he's such an inspiration.
And as we head to break, take a live look over North Hills. A wet and cold night from this vantage point, pretty much anywhere you are around the triangle. Kat's going to tell us when we might see the sun again, coming up.
Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
22 states, including North Carolina, now ban TikTok on government devices. Governor Cooper signed an executive order prohibiting the use of social media app on state computers and state-owned phones. Today, Duke University hosted a roundtable discussion with several experts to talk about what these bans mean, if they will actually happen, and what you need to know to stay safe while using the very popular video app. One expert explains, when you open TikTok, you may not even know what they're collecting.
They will collect things like your name and your email. They'll collect your IP address. And then there's a range of other types of data that the privacy policy permits that has caused some concern. So that is the keystroke pattern.
The CEO of TikTok is expected to testify before Congress in March regarding privacy concerns.
Missing middle housing policies could be coming to Chapel Hill. The town council is considering allowing duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, and small cottages in single-family neighborhoods. It's called gentle density or gradual increase. Mayor Pro Tem Karen Stegman says only 20% of town employees actually live in Chapel Hill. She says the town needs to make it easier for them to afford to live there.
We absolutely want the people who work here to be able to live here if they want to, and we need to do more. We're trying to be more proactive about making that feasible for them.
Some residents have concerns about the proposed policies changing the character of local neighborhoods. Others say owning a single-family house at the current price just isn't feasible, and this change would make the town more accessible. A new shopping center is coming to Chapel Hill, and it should be open by summer. Take a look at the progress so far. This is 501 Landing. It's right off 15501 across from the Harris Teeter Chatham Downs Shopping Center. Construction, as you can see, is underway right now, and so far it will feature a daycare, a nail spa, a chiropractic center set to open later this year. Developers say leasing space is still available.
There's Oscar buzz in Fayetteville. That's because a man who went to high school there is up for Best Supporting Actor for his role in Causeway. WRAL's Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays caught up with his former chorus director, who is beaming with pride.
So Brian Henry is up for an Oscar. It'll be March before we know whether he wins. But that doesn't matter to these students here at E.E. Smith High School, where Henry was a student. Win or lose, in their eyes, he's already a winner. Brian Tyree Henry has been nominated for a Best Supporting Actor's Oscar for his role in the movie Causeway. Every big Hollywood star has a beginning. For Henry, that start was here at E.E. Smith High School in Fayetteville. Sharon McNair was his choral director.
And he auditioned in his sophomore year and made the group. And he was a little shy at first, good singer, great mover, and liked to joke around a lot.
His list of acting credits is very impressive, including Law and Order, The Good Wife, and How to Get Away with Murder. He talked about his role in Bullet Train opposite Brad Pitt on the Kelly Clarkson show on WREL. That movie was filmed during the pandemic.
Like, wow. They built cars of the train. There was a huge screen with moving pictures going. I felt like it was very classic Hollywood, like back in the 20s when there's like 30 people moving a set and turning this. And like, you had to get back to
That's
the bare
cool.
minimum. But yeah, it's a huge action movie. The cast is insane. And I got to fight Brad Pitt.
McNair saw him perform on stage when he was a student at Yale. She knew then he was going to be a star.
And I was just mesmerized, and I told my daughter, I said, if Brian wants to go further, he's got it.
And now his Oscar nomination is an inspiration for others at his alma mater.
I mean, in fact, I think the moment that I found out, I showed it to my kids the next day, because it basically, he's proof that it can be done.
It's always good to have a black man up there in those high places. But it's even better to know that that black man is from where I'm at right now. So it shows that if I make a goal, and I keep that goal and I continue to achieve that goal, then eventually I can end up wherever I want.
So this is how it begins. In classrooms just like this, I'm sure Brian Henry is an inspiration for all these students here at E.E. Smith. In Fayetteville, Gilbert Bays, WREL News.
Hey, this is something that's so exciting. What a special thing.
I hope he wins. And now everybody's saying, I knew him when.
Exactly. That's he is good. Cool. I don't know how awesome. Many things you've seen him in, but he's fantastic. Yeah.
Well, it's Groundhog Day, and it looks like we may need to prepare for more winter.
Today, Garner's own Snurd, the groundhog, saw her shadow. Okay, so did Pennsylvania's legendary Punxsutawney Phil. Both of them forecasting the same ordeal here. That means we can expect 6 more weeks of winter, unofficially, of course. Garner's festivities were held at White Deer Park this morning. Animal exhibits, educational booths, all that sort of stuff. But I'm left with a lot of questions. I really am.
Yeah.
First of all, where does the name Snurd come from? What is that? All right, that's my
good
first question.
Question.
Two, how are you seeing a shadow on a day like today?
Yeah, that is a very good question. Meteorologist Kat Campbell also has for Snurd. Uh-huh. But, you know, we do see a big chill coming, so maybe she's got something going on.
Maybe. You know, it's temporary this weekend. And then I think Mike Mays and I are more in line with the apex ruling, the apex groundhog ruling that we would see in early spring. We've just got to get through this weekend, and then next week it's going to be feeling a lot more like spring. But this weekend, it really is a dangerous chill. All the areas in red outlined here, all the way up into the Midwest and Northeast, looking at wind chills below zero Friday night. And the worst of the wind chill could be negative 50 to negative 60 degrees in the lower elevation. Some of the mountains as low as about negative 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Just hard to even fathom temperatures that cold. For us here locally, our weekend doesn't look too bad after looking at that wind chill map, right? 43 degrees Saturday, mostly sunny. We start out in the teens Saturday morning, Sunday morning, 28 degrees, and then Sunday afternoon, 53 our high. So it will be milder, but more clouds Sunday. Hour by hour, let's take a look at Saturday. 6 a.m., 19 degrees, 21 at 8 a.m. By noon, still just barely above freezing at 34. And during the afternoon, we reach the low 40s, but dinner time temperatures quickly fall back into the 30s. Battle of the Blues happening this Saturday. And if you're headed out to the game, make sure that you bring your big winter coat. I know it's indoors, but you're going to be glad that you have it when you are leaving the game. It starts at 6:30. Temperatures should be in the upper 30s at that time, but by 10 o'clock, it's around freezing. So whichever team is headed out and about to celebrate after the big game, you will be glad that you've got your big winter coat with you. We also have the Krispy Kreme Challenge happening on Saturday morning. If you're going to be brave enough to be out there, I'm impressed. You got to be brave enough to brave the cold, 21 degrees. And of course, Krispy Kreme Challenge, always a big event here in Raleigh. Hopefully some of those donuts will help keep you warm and provide some incentive to get out and run in the cold weather. In Goldsboro, it is a dreary evening. You can see the ground still damp, and we have another round of widespread rain pushing east toward Goldsboro right now. So look for the rain to really pick up there over the next 30 minutes. And we've got widespread rain tonight, especially from the Triangle South. You can see the northern extent of the rain, though. So our northern counties along the Virginia line, not going to see as much rain tonight. It's really from the Triangle South where we've got the bulk of the rain. It is a steady rain at this hour, and it continues. 8 o'clock tonight, widespread showers. 10 o'clock, widespread showers. After midnight, we could see some bands of heavier rain moving through the area, and by early tomorrow morning, some lingering showers for the early risers from Raleigh south, even bands of heavier rain. But once we get to the morning commute time, I think that we'll be dry here in the Triangle. Still some rain around, though, for Fayetteville, Goldsboro, and Clinton. After that, though, by lunchtime, everyone dry, and by the afternoon, the sunshine is back out tomorrow. But the wind chill, it's going to be chilly. Temperatures are going to be feeling more like 30s for much of the day tomorrow. Dinner time wind chills could be in the 20s. Make sure you bundle up for the next 3 days, but by next week, you can lose the jacket. Look at this stretch of 60s, even 68 degrees by Wednesday.
The cold's going to make that feel even warmer.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's going to be great.
I just hope we don't have pollen soon.
Oh,
that's the one downside we got to watch for.
I did see the little buds on some trees start.
Kat, thank you.
Well, one of you might be walking around with $1 million in your pocket and not even know it. Someone in our area matched nearly all of last night's winning Powerball numbers. Coming up, where it was purchased and your next shot at winning. You know, we're taking a live look at RDU International, where it's cold, it's dreary, it's rainy. So we want to tell you about an airline launching a new direct flight to Florida.
There you go. Yeah, starting today, Avilo Airlines now offering some non-stop service to Orlando. Flights to Tampa will begin taking off tomorrow. And the introductory one-way fares from RDU to either Florida destination start at just $39. Pretty good. Avilo will launch direct flights to Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Sarasota, and West Palm Beach in a few weeks. And that's only when the airline will open its base at RDU, creating some new jobs, which is good, too.
Yeah, Mickey, here we come.
A lucky winner in Johnston County has a Powerball ticket worth $1 million.
Yeah, we can't stop talking about this. They bought it at the Food Lion on Highway 50 in Garner before last night's drawing. The winner purchased a $2 ticket and became one of the two $1 million winners in the nation. The winner has 180 days from the drawing to claim the prize. No one matched all five balls and the Powerball, so that means Saturday night's jackpot is up to $700 million. You can watch that drawing Saturday right before our 11 o'clock news. Valentine's Day is coming up, but if you're feeling more salty than sweet, there are still ways to celebrate.
I don't know about this one. I really don't. The Animal Protection Society of Durham, they want to help you to process if you've gone through a breakup. So for $10, the organization will write your ex's name on one of their kitty litter boxes and then let a cat, you know, take care of the rest. Mm-hmm. They say staff will document your contribution by uploading a picture of the litter box to their website. So there are people like taking pictures of this stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, everybody celebrates the holiday in their own way.
Hashtag love stinks.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for being with us tonight. We appreciate it.
We'll see you again at 10 on Fox 50 and at 11 on WRAL. Good night.
Local news doesn't stop here. Continue watching on all major streaming platforms with the WRAL app.